The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, is delivering her first State of the Union speech in Brussels this morning. Commission presidents normally use the speech to set out their priorities for the year ahead. But Ms. von der Leyen's first 10 months have been beset by unprecedented challenges, not least the COVID-19 pandemic. Here's a little of what she's been saying this morning.
A virus 1,000 times smaller than a grain of sand exposed how delicate life can be. It laid bare the limits of a model that values wealth above well-being. It brought into sharper focus the planetary fragility that we see every day through melting glaciers, burning forests, and now through global pandemics. It changed the way we behave and communicate, keeping our arms at length and our faces behind masks. It showed us just how fragile our community of values really is and how quickly it can be called into question around the world and even here in our union. But people want to move out of this corona world, out of this fragility, out of this uncertainty. They are ready for change and they are ready to move on. And this is the moment for Europe, the moment for Europe to lead the way from this fragility towards a new vitality.
The President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, with her State of the Union speech to the European Parliament in Brussels this morning. Let's talk to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, who's been listening to what she had to say. She clearly devoted a significant part of the speech, Tony, to the challenges posed to countries across Europe and the Union itself by the pandemic.
Yes, Brian, and she opened the speech with a tribute to health workers across the EU who, she said, had done heroic efforts to save lives and to help those affected and infected by the virus. But you can detect in that extract there the real essence of her approach here, which is to conflate the impact of the pandemic and the recovery fund that the EU has drawn up for the pandemic with the planetary climate challenge. So effectively, she's saying that in order to fully recover from the pandemic, the money that we're spending must go towards reducing climate change and the effect of climate change and all of the impacts that she described. And so in the speech, we have been hearing some signature proposals for the next 12 months, such as building a European biomedical agency for research and innovation as a response to the pandemic. She's said that they're going to arrange a global health summit in Italy next year. Controversially, perhaps, she's talking about a stronger health union, in other words, giving the EU more competence to deal with public health matters, because at the moment, public health is largely a national competence. So she's signalling that that is one of the things that they're going to have to look at. Also, which a measure which stands out is a European minimum wage. That's something that she is keen to highlight. She's said that wage dumping is a real problem. That, of course, again, is going to be problematic. But the big message of the speech, which she has just delivered, is the emissions target for 2030. 55% cut in CO2 emissions compared to 40%, which is what the target has been. So that's a massive jump in emissions reduction. Again, very challenging for member states.
And in relation to the pandemic, Tony, people will recall at the early stages of the outbreak, there was huge pressure on European solidarity, countries going their own way, borders being closed. This clearly, it would seem, an attempt by Ursula von der Leyen to, if you like, reassert some level of solidarity across the Union in relation to tackling the virus.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, when the pandemic struck, you had borders being closed very quickly. You had frontier workers being stranded. You had requests from one country to another for PPE, which those requests were being turned down. And that basically left Europe looking in a pretty poor state in terms of its response. And then you had people like Russia and China sending PPE in, and that again highlighted the slow response. But she did point out that it was the European Commission that quickly got green lanes agreed by member states so that food and other vital supplies could cross borders easily. And then, of course, the EU, the Commission was instrumental in driving forward this 750 billion euro recovery fund, which again, it's important to stress, that's not just to mop up the debt and the expense of the pandemic. It is to completely revolutionise, if you like, Europe's economy towards the green industry and digitalisation.
Just in a minute or two, Tony, Brexit?
Well, so far I haven't heard her contribution on Brexit, but one suspects that she will say that the EU does want to have a free trade agreement with the UK. But I would say there will be a condemnation of what Boris Johnson has proposed with the internal market bill. And we'll hear details of that, I'm sure, in due course.
Yeah, well, that's interesting in itself. She's 40 minutes into the speech and Brexit hasn't surfaced yet. So I suppose that tells us something about where Europe sees the Commission sees it in terms of its priorities. We leave it there, and more no doubt on that in the course of the day from Tony. And the speech continues if you'd like to follow it on the RTE News channel. It's 2 minutes to 9.